What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With this heat, a lot of paramedics around the area are enacting their extreme weather protocol. It usually happens in the middle of summer, not in May. MedStar is carrying extra saline. They're keeping an eye out for busy outdoor areas like parks. That's where heat exhaustion, heat stroke can occur.
During these extreme conditions, it's always a good thing to reach out to your neighbors, make sure if they need anything.
That's Craig Trochik from the Fort Worth Fire Department. He says they're also keeping extra water on their trucks to make sure that the firefighters don't get dehydrated.
Also, we could see record heat tomorrow, but with North Texas already in the mid-90s, people are already making adjustments.
A couple on a road trip stopped at a gas station here in Melissa because their dogs needed a break.
We drove from Houston to Tulsa, so it's about two stops per.
Notice that he pants a lot more and everything, and they do get antsy and everything.
But they say they don't like dealing with the heat either.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's, what is it, the record?
So they say they're seeing more people stocking up on cold drinks inside. In Melissa, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KURLD.
Now, believe it or not, Texas is supposed to be one of the hottest places on the planet this week. Temperatures going to be higher than in the Sahara or Death Valley.
Heat advisories and triple-digit temperatures throughout central and south Texas. On Wednesday, Austin's expected to hit an all-time record high for May, 105, 109 in Eagle Pass along the border.
We don't need to have an extra month of 100-degree days.
It's not that big of a deal. It's just coming a little bit early.
Hopefully, it's not going to be as bad as they say it's going
to
be.
Not much relief in sight, according to KRLD Radio Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
High pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere, nosing its way out of northern Mexico and gripping much of central and south Texas, not just today and tomorrow, but all the way through the weekend.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And this week's heat wave can actually be a safety hazard for your car.
The temperature inside a parked car can increase dramatically in just a few minutes. That's why Daniel Armbruster with AAA Texas says you should never leave your pets or kids inside a car unattended.
Children's bodies heat up 5 times faster than adults. That's why it's critical to check the back seat every time you park your vehicle and create reminders and habits that ensure no child or pet is ever forgotten.
He says the heat can also have a big impact on your car's systems, so now is a good time to inspect your tires and check your car's coolant levels. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In other news, some East Dallas residents say they want the city to do something about people speeding in their neighborhood. One crashed into their home over the weekend, and it's not the first time.
Alfredo Salinas lives on St. Francis near Ferguson Road. Over the weekend, a drunk driver traveling at a high rate of speed lost control and slammed into 2 houses.
This is not the first time. This is not the second time. There's a long history of what's happening here. And I only been here for less than 3 years, and I've seen it 3 times already.
Same story from his neighbor, Jose Juarez, whose house took the brunt of the damage this time.
When this happened in the neighborhoods, prices of the houses just go down.
Juarez says the city's told him to slow things down. They'll put in speed humps on St. Francis, but he'll have to pay for them. Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Yeah. In 17 previous appearances in the NBA draft lottery, your Dallas Mavericks had never moved up, even by one spot. They'd moved down plenty of times, they'd stayed put, but they had never moved up until last night, and boy, did they move up. Based on their overall record, the Mavericks should have had the 11th overall pick, but that went to Portland. They opened up that envelope, and surprise, surprise. So at that moment, the Mavs and their fans knew that at least they would finally be able to break the streak and move up in the draft. And then the 10th pick went to Houston, and then the 9th to Toronto. And one after another, they kept opening up those envelopes. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, and still the Mavericks' name hadn't been called. So we get down to the final three.
Picking third will be the Philadelphia 76ers.
Uh-oh, that leaves the Mavs and the Spurs.
And the Spurs just got Wemby a couple of years ago.
Made by the San Antonio Spurs.
And this is when I went WTF.
And the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Number one pick. You could hear the gasps in the audience and the stunned silence after that. And so with a 1.8% chance of moving up to number one, they had 1,001 balls in the hopper. Only 18 of those 1,001 had a Mavericks logo on them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those came up. Put it another way, that's a 1 in 56 chance that they would do it, and they did it.
Somehow they did, huh?
Maybe it was Maverick fan favorite Rolando Blackman, who represented the team at the draft. He was as shocked as anyone.
Well, for us, it's been a rough year, as you all know, but the important part of the whole thing is that we'll get a chance to move our franchise forward. We have a tremendous staff and management, and the important factor for us is to being able to continue in that tradition and to be able to move forward. It's really, really a great honor, and it's an important piece of the puzzle because we want to hoop down in Dallas.
What does Cooper Flagg mean to you right now?
Well, the main factor is that he can hoop, he can play. The important factor is that there are a lot of great players in that draft class, and the important thing is that we'll see how the guys get together and being able to make our team better, which is exactly what we want to do.
So, Mavericks get the number one pick in the draft and a chance to draft the guy that everyone is expecting to go first, as they mentioned. That's Duke's.
And he would have been
Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, he would have been a number one in several drafts, not just this one. So he's a big-time talent.
The conspiracy theorists are having a field day with this.
You can't reward the Mavericks.
Are you serious?
That's man? So wrong. That's so wrong after what they did.
Okay. All right, Cooper Flagg. Is he going to be a Maverick?
And that means that the number one pick.
Oh my God.
Adam Silver just proved to the world that the NBA is rigged because it's absolutely ridiculous that somehow the Dallas Mavericks walked away from the 2025 NBA draft lottery with the number one overall pick. Not only that, but the Spurs get the number two pick when they're poised to trade for Giannis to pair alongside Wembanyama. The 76ers get the number three pick to pair alongside Joel Embiid. And those poor Charlotte Hornets and Utah Jazz coming in at 4-5 after taking the entire season.
So here's the theory. The NBA wanted Luka Doncic on their glamour team, which is the Lakers. So the league, they were the ones who orchestrated the trade, and then they rewarded the Mavericks by giving them the first pick.
That is absolutely what happened, according to me. I am totally, because one of the things that we saw was that Nico had a hard time explaining why he did this other than saying, defense wins championships.
That is true.
He didn't get anything back for him, really, except a broken down AD. If he was told, you will get that number one pick, this makes a lot of sense,
If you were told that was going to be your reward, would you have?
I still wouldn't have made the trade, but this has happened before. AD wanted out of New Orleans, and so he was traded to the Lakers. What happened? The next season, the New Orleans Pelicans, at this point, got the number one overall pick for Zion Williamson. This happens. The NBA is the one league that has always been told that it's rigged because they do stupid things like this.
I don't know if I'm buying it, but there's some circumstantial evidence there.
It is just way too coincidental that suddenly,
for the first time in 18 tries,
after you destroyed your fan base and the fan base was furious with the guy that did it,
Yeah, and that's another thing. RJ Choppy upstairs, 105.3 The Fan, he mentioned this. This is the NBA. You have destroyed your fan base in the number four TV market in the country.
Yeah.
You got to do something to get them back.
Now, another thing, too, I, as a Mavs fan, I root for them. I want them to make this pick. I don't want Nico any part. I don't want him to be rewarded for making that stupid trade in the first place. But it looks like he's going to get a get-out-of-jail-free card in this thing.
Unless he screws it up somehow.
And that's it. What if he trades this thing for Giannis?
Exactly.
Or
what will they use this pick, or will they trade it? Giannis, he wants out of Milwaukee. But you know what? He's 30 years old. Cooper Flagg is 18.
Yep.
He's got his whole career in front of him. He's got 20 years of NBA ball in front of him.
You know what he's been compared to as some of the players? Kawhi Leonard, a guy that plays what Nico apparently loves. He plays a lot of defense. He can score points. Also, Anthony Davis. Now, he's not that tall, but he plays. He's long like an Anthony Davis. And you mentioned the biggest thing, at 18 years old. He is only going to get better.
He only played one season at Duke, his freshman year. A freshman averaging 19 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists.
At one of the top programs in the nation.
Yes.
Or you could make an argument that it is the top.
Toughest conference.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And so he comes into – he is going to be a star. And you talk about what Patrick Dumont was so angry about was the fact that they lost hundreds of million dollars in revenue from the Luka trade. Well, now they almost got it all back. You got a white guy – who is American, not a Europe guy, you can market the hell out of him.
So I'm kind of like that guy that Russell talked to. Do you think it was rigged? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you happy about it?
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying I don't want this for the Mavs, but if you are a Mavs fan and you think this was totally legit,
it is a little
oceanfront property in Arizona.
As the kids say these days, it's a little sus.
It's a sus, S-U-S.
Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs, accused of sex trafficking and racketeering. News Nation's Diane Falzone spoke with attorney Eric Fudali, who represents the victims in the civil suits against Diddy. Asked him about yesterday's opening arguments.
Prosecutors really gave us the outline of their case very simply, that this is a case about RICO, it's about racketeering, and it's about sex trafficking. They went through each and every detail. They discussed a lot about Cassie and Jane and what they expect them to testify. They talked about the videos that they expect them to present. The video, of course, that we've all seen that took place in the hotel. They talked about that they're even going to show videos of these what's been called freak-offs and some of that. They discussed the injuries and the coercion, and they really laid out the sex trafficking claims, which is basically, and I do a lot of work in the sex trafficking area, which is coercing someone to engage in a commercial sex act through fraud or force. So they really broke that down and discussed how they were going to prove that those incidents occurred.
And in terms of the defense was trying to argue certain things occurred, allegedly, that might be hard for jurors to see, to have to witness, that Diddy, and I'm paraphrasing here, is maybe not necessarily someone that they could relate to in terms of his sexual proactivity or his sexual desires, but that this was consensual, according to the defense.
That's correct. So what the defense did is they actually admitted a lot. And this is a strategy sometimes defense uses, especially in criminal cases, but they said, listen, you know, I'm paraphrasing as well, but, you know, you might not like my client. They said, you might not like Mr. Combs. And in fact, they even admitted that Mr. Combs committed assault and that Mr. Combs committed domestic violence. They were very upfront about that, which was a pretty interesting thing to hear. They said, Mr. Combs committed domestic violence, but he did not do this, he did not do that, he did not commit sex trafficking. Really, I could couch, it seemed the theme of their opening statement was that this was about jealousy. They really characterized Cassie and Jane as jealous girlfriends, and that they would do anything to please Mr. Combs in order to garner his affection and his attention, and that really seemed to be the theme of their case. So to contrast, it was really the prosecution was saying this is force, this is coercion, and on the other hand, defense was saying no, this was jealousy.
Are you able to comment on the juror pool? What were their faces like watching the statements from both sides?
As someone who tries a lot of jury cases, trying to sort of gauge a jury's response by their facial expressions or what notes they're taking is a fool's errand. It never really results to any real information.
So then they got into testimony. Oh, boy. almost immediately after the opening statements, things turned graphic as the prosecution's second witness described paid sexual encounters and instances where Diddy allegedly abused his ex. 41-year-old Daniel Phillip took the stand. He told jurors that Cassie Ventura paid him to have sex with her in front of Diddy, with whom she was in a relationship at the time.
Oh.
And that this happened multiple times starting around 2012. Phillip testified that the first encounter took place at a hotel in Manhattan. He was hired to perform a striptease for a bachelorette party.
I'd actually be honored. All right, all right.
But he got there, and he said Ventura asked him if he was okay with the two of them going up and having sex.
Oh, all right.
In her room.
I see this going different.
And then immediately gave him a few $1,000s. Well, they weren't the only ones in the room. Diddy was in there, too, to watch. But Phillip says he didn't immediately recognize him because Diddy was dressed in a robe and wearing a bandana that covered the bottom half of his face.
And this was no COVID reasons.
Phillip says the mysterious stranger told him that he was in the importing and exporting business, but he says he recognized Diddy's voice almost immediately. He knew who it was. At one point, Ventura asked Phillip to massage her while Combs watched and pleasured himself.
Lordy.
And days after that encounter, Phillip says he got a text from Cassie Ventura asking for a nude picture, which he sent. And then she asked him to return to the hotel room, which he did. And the same thing happened all over again. They had sex while Diddy did and his thing is, over in the corner.
This is what we were talking about. And I just talked to a friend, a female friend of mine, who said that, would you want to be on this jury? Because you're going to hear a lot more on this.
I would have tried so hard to get off this jury.
I don't know. To me, it would have been, all right, let's hear what we got here. And you're right. The stuff like this is like, oh, I thought it was interesting, the opening statements. It's like, look, you're going to look at my client.
Yeah.
And he has certain sexual proclivities that you're not going to like.
You're going to hear stuff that is disgusting and pervy and gross.
But
was it illegal?
Sex trafficking. He did not do anything like that. And, you know, I don't know. This is the sordid tale that you're going to get here, and you're going to get a lot of it.
And 4 weeks of this.
Yeah, and we're not even done. And we got Mike Myers coming up.
maybe Kanye.
Kanye. That'll be the greatest testimony in the history of mankind.
I'll take the day off for that.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman, Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.